Rashi says, V'yim nefesh l'chayiv al sofik milas. That even a sofik mila, also you have to bring an Hashem Toli. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, use the words of Rabbi Akiva. And that's Rabbi Akiva's sheet in the Mishnah. That even though you have a doubt, whether the piece of meat that you ate, was it kosher machunin? So it's a sofik whether you did the yisrael mila or not. So Rabbi Akiva, you have to bring an Hashem Toli. Because he had the pasuk says, V'yim nefesh. So Rashi says, "V'yashem tolik." So it says, "This pasuk v'yashem tolik." Well, the yelam name before this pasuk is talking about v'yashem milas kemari v'vayikro. So first the pasuk talks about if you nenim and a hegdish, you have to bring an ashem tolik, and then it says the pasha, you have to bring an ashem vaday, and then it says the pasha v'slafik avera, you have to bring an ashem tolik. So the Kiva says that this ashem tolik applies to the pasha before of a isa mila. That on the Suffolk Mila associated to being Hashem Toli. Tivri Rabbi Kiva. The Chachom though, it says the Mishnah, no Poitrim. The Chachom said, no, you put the from an Issa, from an Hashem Toli. If you name him in a Hegdish Vadai, B'Shoigeg, then you have to bring a Korban. But if you have a Suffolk, whether you were name him in a Hegdish, then the Chachom said, you put the from the Hashem Toli. So what's the Machlaikis? So as Lema, let's say, Bahor Knutzlagi, he argued like this. To Rabbi Kiva, Savar, Lemedim Elya Mitachtim. I learned out the top pasha of Mila from the bottom pasha of Hashem Toli. Again, like the Hekish a little bit like. But just like it says one after another, so need to say that the first pasha, the top pasha of Mila, also has the second pasha of Hashem Toli. For Abonin Savino, Ein Lemedim Elya Mitachtim. I don't make this type of the Hekish. I don't learn out one pasha from the next pasha. So there's one pasha of Mila. And then there's another parasha of Hashem Toli, and by a Suffolk Mila, you're not chayav in Hashem Toli. Maybe that's the Machlokes. So Mora says no. Omer Rapapa, Papa says better. I tell you, the Kulu Yam, everybody agrees, even the Chum agrees, that usually is Lemeidim El Yimitachtim. When you have one parasha after another, Avad, you do make a Lima to Hekish, one to the other. You learn out one from the other. Because the Yim Kain, if you're not going to say that way, Tzofer Beben Boker Lemeshkachas Lu. By Kabonis, how do we know by Kotshe Kadoshim the Shechit has to be B'tzofen? The Torah only says it by Tzoin, by sheep. How do we know to say by a Ben Bokor has the same halacha, if a Bingo Korban Eula from a Bokor, the Shechit has to be done B'tzofen? It's only because it's Elyon Mitachton, learn out the top Pasha from the bottom Pasha. It's like Mishkakas law. Only because you make this Limud. So if you're going to tell me the Chum do not make that Limud, so how are they going to know halacha of Tzofen by a Ben Bokor? El, it must be everybody agrees that you do learn out Elyon Mitachton. So how come here the Chum say that you potter from an Oshem Toli, that if you have a Suffolk, whether you did the Yisrael Mila or not, you have no chiv to bring an Oshem Toli. Why? So Morin says, Elohocha, hi, no time with the Rabbanon. The reason the Rabbanon over here is, the Patri, what do they say on a Suffolk Mila, you potter from a Korban Oshem Toli? I tell you, the Gemiri, mitzvahs michatis, to make another Gezerah Shava, it says the word mitzvahs by chatis, and it says the word mitzvahs by Noshem Toli. You have to say this, ma'alahalan, dover shech yav mazdoinikoros, for which chet are you chayiv a chatis? You only have to bring a korban chatis on a chet, that if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv koros. Now that you do it b'shogi, you chayiv a chatis. So, on such a chet that bizdoin is kos vashagos vechatis. So on such a type of a chet, we are sveik yoshm toli. That if you do that chet now with something, let's say chelev adam. If you eat vadai chelev avadai dam, so if you eat it b'mezid, you chayiv koros. If you eat it b'shogid, you chayiv vechatis. So therefore, if you have a suffix whether you eat chelev or shumin, so then the lochas you have to bring the yoshm toli. Is that kol shechayovim azdoin a koros, we are sveik yoshm toli. So that's the parasha of Hashem Toli only. If that chet would have been done vaday b'mezid, he'd be chayav koris. Now b'shoigig misafik, he chayav b'noshem toli. But it means lafuki to exclude the parasha of mila. That even if it's safik, when you did the yisra mila, you would not be chayav b'noshem toli. Why? The ain chayav mazdoy mekoris. Because even if it's not to say you nenim in a hegdish b'mezid, you're not chayav koris. It's only a lav. The Tanya would learn like this. Hazid b'mila. Let's say somebody b'mezid went to have hanor from Hegdish. So Rebbe Yerma b'misa. True. Rebbe Shita is Yechayiv Misa. However, the Chachom Moim, the Chom said, we pass not the Chomim, the Chom Moimrim, Piyazor, there's only a lav. So according to Chom Shito, that there's only a lav by the Yisamilo, that's why there's no korban Noshim Toli. Because Noshim Kar, learn out from the Xerashov and Mitzvah Sumchapis, that Yoni Chayiv and Noshim Toli on a chet, that if you do it permitted, you Chayiv Chorus. But on a chet like Mila, that if you do it permitted, Yoni Chayiv alav, therefore now if you do it Peshegeg, there's no Peshegeg and Misophic Shegeg, there's no Chayiv Noshim Toli. That's the sphere of the Chacham. Here. From the Kiva Savano, Ki Yafina Mitzvahs Mitzvah, who make this Gzereshava Mitzvahs Mechatis Chelev, Mechatis Chelev, Loch Yud Yafina. It looks like this. Ma Lalam Bekfua, just like you eat Chelev, Peshagi, you have to bring a Korban Chatis. What type of a Korban Chatis? It has to be a Chatis Kavua. There's not a nosh, it's not an oil of urine. There's one chiyuv, you have to bring a behema. There's no way to get out of it by bringing a mincha or bringing an oifos. So only such a type of chatis is there a chiyuv Hashem Toli on. Is afkan who adim Hashem Toli is bekvua. As long as we do the chet b'mezid or we do the chet b'shegig or vaday chet, you have to bring a chatis kavua. Then if you have a suffix, you bring a Hashem Toli. Lafuki yelav yored just means lafuki those chatoim. Let's say migdash. You go into the base migdash when you're tamei, or you eat kachem when you're tamei. On that chet b'shegid, you chayav a korban yelav yored. So you have a suffolk if you did that chet, then you would not have a chiyuv to bring an Hashem Toli. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Not more, but it's not come to teach us that it has to have a chiyuv korus to it. It's just teaching that it has to be a chet that if you know for sure you did the chet, you'd be chayav a chatis vadai and not a chatis oil of a yerit. Yes, that would be the svara in Rabbi Kiva. Alright, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side. And the Gemara says, what are the chum hold about this? So when it says, Rabbanim Tzavri, though, ein gzera shavi l'machta. Learn out both things. It's a gzera shavi, a matas matas, and when you chayav a noshim toli, only on a chet, that if you would have done it vaday, first of all, there'd be a nisamil, a chorus on it. And also, if you would have done a b'shegeg, there'd be a chatas vaday, not a olav yered. But learn out those things, because ain't gzera shavu l'machta. So whereas there's a soul, b'chlai, you want to tell me that b'kiva soul, b'kiva holds, yesh gzera shavu l'machta, it's not a sign like that. You say, make gzera shavu halfway, usually we know not like that. When you want to make gzera shavu, learn out all the halachas together. So whereas there's el around it like this. El atay the kula yam, everybody holds. El the kula yalmo. Ain gzera shavu l'machta. Know that you can't make gzera shavu l'machta, you have to miss it completely. If so, el hainu time looks, what's the truck from b'kiva then? What does he say by Mila, Yechayiv, Unashim Toli? There's no Chiyiv chorus by Mila. So there should be no Pasha of Unashim Toli. So more into the Kivos, the other quote of Pasuk says, V'yim Nefesh, it's an extra word, Vav, V'yim Nefesh. So he learns out that the Vav comes to teach us, Vav Meisav Alinyin Rishon. The Vav comes to Meisav that the next Pasha of Unashim Toli is an extension from the first Pasha of Issa Mila. For you may tell you mitachton. Here we learn out the dafkam, the tapasha of Mila from the next pasha of Rosh Toli, as if the Vav is teaching us that there is a Rosh Toli by Mila. For Abon Tzava, what do they hold? Tachton, the government of the opposite way around. And the Vav tells us we're learning out Hilchas Rosh Toli from the pasha of Mila. It means like this, that Liyoshim, the Kesef Shkolim, that just like by Mila, when the Torah says you have to bring an Oshim, a Yov and Mila Vadai, we are boiled the Hegnish. B'shegig, so you have to bring an Oshim. How much does the Oshim have to be worth? At least 2 shkolim. So the next Pasha talks about an Oshim Toli, means the same Lima that we're learning out Oshim Toli from the top Pasha. That this Oshim, the Korban, has to be worth at least 2 shkolim. That's what the Lima is devolved. But not to learn out that the Pasha of Oshim Toli applies to Mila. No. Just Halacha of Oshim, it says by Mila, of 2 Saloyim, 2 Shkolim, that applies to the Oshim of an Oshim Toli. Rabbi Kiva Sover, and Ekesh Lamachti, can't divide halfway, you have to do it both ways. So when it says, very good, if Salas Ram Chomin, Mechla, you want to tell me that the Rabbanu Sover, they'll hold, Yesh Ekesh Lamachti, couldn't make a Ekesh Lamachti, so usually you can't do that. For the Marva Kamel, we always hold, the Ekesh Lamachti, can't make a Ekesh Lamachti. So when it says true, except that the trial like this, The coolie of everybody holds, Taki, you're right, ain't Hekeshlamach, you make Hekeshlamach, so. The Vav Shemim both ways like a Mekiva holds. He said, what about Chom say not like that? For Yoch, I'm the time of the Rabbonin, the Gemiri Matzis Matzis, there's nothing Zerish over here. Even though it says the word Vav, Moist, if you're learning a word from the other, there's also Zerish over Matzis Matzis, which is Afke Me'akesha, which comes out from this Hekesh of Vav Moisif. But since you have a limit of matzos, says the word matzos, mitzvahs, says the word mitzvahs, by Hashem Tolli, says the word mitzvahs, by Chattis, we learn how Hashem Tolli is only a chiv to bring it on a chet that there will be a chiv chorus on. Not mila that is no chiv chorus. That's a chom shita. For Abonim, Hashem, the kesef shkolim, nafkalei, not for Kiva, no. He knows that this halacha, that Hashem is worth two shkolim, a lot of someplace else. Therefore, the Vav Mois of Alin Yerishin must mean to teach us that the parasha of Hashem Tolli applies to Milu also. It cannot only apply for the how much the carbon has to be worth. Because in the Kiva, Hashem Bekesu Shkom, not from another passage, it says, Mizayis Teres Hashem, means Teres Achas Bechol HaShomais. Means to say, L'Yashem, to the Bekesu Shkolim, that any Hashem you have to bring always has to be worth two Shkolim. Therefore, I do not need the word Vav Maisa to teach me this. So the Vav Maisa must mean to teach me that the parish of Hashem totally applies also to Mila. For Rabban of the Gemara says, Alpha God, the Chziv Zayis Teres Hashem, this is the word Teres Hashem, Yitzrach, Lemichta Vav, still need the word Vav to make this Hekish. V'yim Nefesh, Vav Maisa V'yim Rishin, V'yim Matachta Miyoyen, the Chlamet Chomsa knows, still need this Drosha. Again, what? For Abonin Asaga v'chziv zoiz teres Hashem, Yitzchak l'michto v'yim nefesh v'av meisam l'nirishon, v'yim etakta miyoyim. To say what? That the Hashem has to work two shkolim. What do you need this limit for v'yim, v'yim meisav elyon etakta l'elyon? We have this klal of zoiz teres Hashem. So verse says, no, you want to learn out just from the words of Mizayis Teres Hashem, I would have thought to say, Ki Amina Torah Achas Techol HaShomais, when does the Torah say, all the carbon ashrams have the same alakom, Hani Mili Bishar HaShomais, Vadayim, that's only by a chet that you have a Vaday Chiv Ashram. Then all the ashrams have the same alakom, they have to be worth at least two shkolim. But the new parish of Ashram Toli, we have a suffix whether you did the chet or not. Kiva the Al-Safichet, of course, since you only bring the Al-Safichet, Eimelei Yeisveke Chome Mivadai. Maybe the Safich should not be Chome as a Vadai. Ma Vadai Chatis, just like when you have a Vadai Chet, and you bring a Korban Chetis, a Korban Chatis. Bas Danko could be even worth less than two Shkolim. 1/6 it could be worth. And I would have thought to say, maybe Yeisveke, when you only have a Safich Aveira, and true, you have to bring an ashram, and maybe that ashram tolly should be enough, bar danko, 1/6 of a coin, not to be worth two shkolim. Ahochi, kosrach medifat, there has to write, v'yim nefesh, v'av noisav alin yirishim. Therefore, chom say, when the pasuk says that v'yim nefesh, the yikah chidish is that we're learning out the bottom parasha of this ashram tolly from the top parasha of ashram mila, just like the ashram by carbon mila. But by the Ashram by Mila has to be worth two shkolim, who are did the Ashram by Ashram Tolli also has to be worth two shkolim. But not the opposite way around. It does not mean to teach us that the parish of Ashram Tolli applies to Mila. So there's a honey, Chalamad the Dorish, Zerz Teres Ashram, very good. It's a machlazi v'dashim that way. El Lamad the Dorish, Zerz Teres Ashram, Michael, I'm all Bowie, Pshanam Kibaden. So where it says, Yalef, Biyakacha, Miyashim Mila. He learns it out from Erkecha Erkecha. It says Miyash Shemila Loshen Erkecha. So I know from the word Erkecha Erkecha the Loch of Hashem Mila. Hashem Shivka Harufa like Siv Bebi Erkecha. How do we know there? That has to be worth two shkolim. Yafina Biyayil Ayil. Learn out from this word Ayil Ayil. So I know already that the Kavanos have to be worth two shkolim. That I know. So what do I do with this Lima then of Vim Naisif? That's what the Kiva says. It must be to teach us. They learn out El Yamitachtoin that the carbon Ashram Tolli applies even to Mila. Then the Mishnah goes off and says what? Moedi Rabbi Kiva, the Yimsafik Maikomer. Like, what does he have to say if it's a Safik? Rashi says, like, Maikomer, the Yimsafik, Hopshita the Sveikahu. We're talking about a Safik right now. So what does he have to say if it's a Sveikah? But the Mishnah Nur say, Vim Safik, my comma, Omar Rava, Tony means like this. In the Svekli Oymit, the only meaning of the person, the Tanai is like this. The question about the Tanai was, if I know about it later, then it should be Noshim Vadai. And Sveika means, if I remain with myself in the Yerlam, that I'll never find out that I bought did the Chet, Yerushim Toli. This should remain a Noshim Toli. The Mishnah means, because Shemim Min, Shevi Avada, the same type of a Korban, you bring for Vada Yerushim, maybe you're out Shaloi Haida. You bring the same type of a Noshim for Noshim Toli. So what says, say so, but the end so what? Ki Misiyadam Leiboy Lasu Yerushim Vadai. The Chur later, when you find out about it, you should have to bring a Noshim Toli. Because it's only after you have the idea that you have a chiyuv to bring a Noshim Vadai. So, like, there's a question, how can you say Yotzah with the first korban, should have a chiyuv to bring another one? Rashi says, safe. Ki eva b'mila mu'etes, milosav yashomah b'tanai, le'nafki midei shnei shomais, chi misiyadah le'devadai mu'a bo'a l'asu yoshim vadai, because the other meaning was now, Oshim Dumi Dechatas, Vechatas Shevi Asvei to Yoshim Toli, Ki Misiyadim Lei, Vade Bo Yisui Chatas. And just like the Korban Chatas, when you find out later you Vade did the Chet, you have a Chiyuv to bring a new Korban. Here there should always be a Chiyuv to Kabanas. So Mora says, no, on my Ravon, Medivra Shnei Nenibba, from both of them learn out, that Oshim Vade Lei Bo Yidiyah Lekatchil, it's not true, and Oshim Vadei, you do not have to have Yidiyah first. So therefore, Rashi says, Hilkach, therefore, Kiasiya misveika tenai, the first bringer with a tenai, oilal ol yeshiv vadai, kim siyadalai. Like right now you bring with a tenai, that if I remain with a sveika, it should remain with Hashem Toli. But later when I find out that Avadai did the chet, this should automatically turn, this should be by yeshiv vadai. The lacher is, when you do find out about it, you don't need the idea. So therefore this one carbon could be either one or the other. So that's the Eitzah Gemara says, bring it for the Mishnah for Tanai. That if you remain a Sofik, you should remain a Noshim Toli. And when you find out you're Vadai the Techet, this Oshim should be Yoshim Vadai. Alright, you will stop here. You're holding by the Mishnah, Dav Chof Beis on the Beis, the bottom. The Mishnah says like this, Ho'isho Shehaviyo Chate Soif. An Isha, Rashi says, we're talking about where she was a Sofik Yolda min Ptur or min Chiv. An Isha that had a pure Mapel, she had a miscarriage, and it's a Sofik whether this kid is Mechaiva to bring a Korbin or not. So therefore, min Sofik, the Lochari is Isha Shevi Chati Soif. So, Rashi says that the Oila Soif that she brings min Sofik, and says clearly, but on the Tzadda says she was Mechuyiv to bring it, it should be a regular Oilas Chiyiv. On the Tzadda say the kid, the Nepal, was Potter from the Korban, then the earlier is in the Dova. That's good. Now the Shailer is a Chatez Dome. So the Chatez Oif could also be brought on a Suffolk. So we bring it. So look, it's like this. If before they make the Mechuyiv, makes the Malika on this Oif. We find out now that the miscarriage she had was like a Vadai Vlad that was Mechayev to have a Korban. So now we see that she's Vadai Mechayev Chatis. So Ta'asen of Vadai, you're allowed to make that Chatis Soif, not only a Sofer Chatis, but into a Vadai Chatis. And she's Mechayev Mechayev. Why? Shemi Minchi, maybe, Ala Vadai, maybe, Aloy Hoida. Like the same type of a knife, the same bird that she brings for Sofer Chatis could be brought for the Vadai Chatis. Therefore, as long as she finds out before they made the Malika, he could change it over now into a Chatez Chayva, and she's Yaitzer a Chayv with this Oif. And therefore, then the Kanan can eat from it. That'll be Nafkamina. If you're going to bring the Chatez on a Sofik, the Kanan cannot eat from it. But now that she knows that she Vadi had a miscarriage as Mechayv or a Korbin, it's called the Chatez Vadai, that the Kanan can eat from it. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chaticha Shechulim? Let's say there was a piece of meat of chulin and of a chaticha shokodesh and a piece of meat of hegdish in front of you. Now, ocher achas mem, you ate one of the two. So really, you have a doubt. You have a suffix whether you did a chet or not. Then you do ezimem ocher. You're not sure which one of the two pieces you ate. So locher is potter. This is the Tanaka Meshita we had before. They yod your potter from an oshem toli on the Easter of Mila, since you're not chayiv a koris. Therefore they hold was sofek inat chayv a korban oshem toli. However, Rabbi Kiva mechayv yoshem toli, like we had before, Rabbi Kiva holds no, even on a sofek ista mila, also there is an oshem toli. What's going to be ochles hashniya? Let's say now the same person ate the second piece of meat, so now for sure he ate hegdish. So locher is now maybe yoshem vaday. He has to bring a vaday korban because now he knows for sure he did the chet. He's mechayv to bring a vaday oshem. What's going to be ochal echad as a rishayna? One person ate the first piece of meat. Uvo achav yochal as a shniya. Now a second person came and ate the second piece. So locher is both of them. Locher has a suffix. Which one ate the yisakotchim? Which one was over the yisamilo? So locher is according to the Tanakama. Zem may be yoshim toli. Not according to Tanakama, according to Rabbi Kiva, that zem may be yoshim toli. Zem may be yoshim toli. Different Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that for a Sofik Isamilo there's a Chi of Oshem Toli. See, both people have the Sofik Isamilo, so both of them have to bring their own separate Oshem Toli. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon Oymer, Shneyem Meviyim Oshem Echad. Both of them can bring one Oshem, and not an Oshem Toli, but an Oshem Vadai. Because between these two people, one of them for sure ate the Hegdish. So both of them bring it like Peshutras on a Tanai. Each one says, if I was the one that ate the Mila, the Hegdish, it should be my Korban. And the other one says, if he's the one, it's for his Korban. Therefore, they both have to bring one Korban. It's called the Vadai, Oshem, it's Oshem Vadai. This Rabbi Yaisi says, no, Rabbi Yaisi Yaimer ain't